Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Because you first loved us. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer and Praise on this great Tuesday morning. We thank God for this opportunity. Praise his holy name. I want to come for the scripture, then we're going to go into prayer. In the book of Titus, it's an encouragement. In chapter 3, we start with verse 5. He said, he saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Verse 7 says, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. So we want to stress the things that, the same things God has stressed through Apostle Paul to Titus, in that, we want to do those things and devote ourselves to what is good. And we know prayer and praise to God is definitely good, amen, because God is so good. So we are going to him in prayer. I thank God for you, amen, that you've joined us. You're in agreement with us and at this time. And so truly we are blessed, and we are going into the blessed presence of God, and it's because we are covered by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, God's Son, and that we may approach the throne of grace. That we take it lightly sometimes, that we can call on God when God has made this magnificent way for us. When before with the Israelites, in the Old Testament, they had to come in through the blood of goats and lambs, and and sacrifices when Jesus, we come in by Jesus, who sits at the right hand side of God, who once and for all, amen, is the covering, the atonement, the sacrifice for our sins. And we thank God, we praise God. So let us pray. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we worship you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father God, you've given us great victory this morning. God, you've given us great strength on this morning. God, we know we serve you, a holy God. You are righteous. You called us to be holy just as you are holy. So, Father God, I thank you break every chain of anything that's in us that's unlike you. God, you will cleanse and you will wash away with your blood, the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we are blessed, God, to know you, God, to have this mercy, to have this grace. And so you, oh, God, you've sending us all as laborers into the harvest field. We know that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And we pray for the workers who are there already, God, your missionaries all over the world, men, women, children, and youth in the harvest field. God, we pray for the ministries like Gospel of Asia Ministries and Grace Point Ministry in Kenya. We pray for their protection. We pray the blood of Jesus over the missionaries all over the world. God, for their safety and protection, for a shield, God, you have over them, God. God, I thank you that you tell us, God, no harm will come near our tents. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that God, you have allocated for your people, God, your great mercy and your Holy Spirit that you poured out in us, to God, that we may have an advocate, that we also have a counselor and helper in us, God, that sometimes we don't know how to pray, but God, we thank you for the great intercession, God, that's taking place in the heavenlies, God, prayer is coming up, God, and as sweet-smelling incense, God, and a savior unto your nostrils. God, we thank you for being offered up on the golden altar. Oh, God, with the incense by the angels, oh, God, as your book of Revelation has told us, oh, God, we bow down and worship you, God, the one and only true and living God, who is able, oh, God, your arm is not too short to save. God, you are saving those in the prison systems, in the jails. You're bringing them out of darkness into the marvelous light. You're bringing out those, God, who are in the valley of decision, that need to make up their mind. You're bringing out those, God, that are lukewarm. That God, at one point in time, they were hot for you. But God, they've fallen into lukewarmness. But God, you were able to break that off in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and set us on fire, oh, God, for you. The Lord Jesus Christ is sharing this gospel. God, we thank you right now. We praise you right now, God. We pray and lift up our children and youth. Oh, God, we know that you, God, said that that the kingdom of heaven is made as such as these children, and do not hinder them to come unto you. So, God, we thank you for every youth ministry, for every children ministry. God, bringing the children to Jesus Christ and lifting up the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Right now, God, we bow down and thank you, Lord God, that we stand firm in our faith. Even as Christians, we face persecution. God, but Lord, we may suffer whatever we suffer. You are with us even until the end of the age. God, you've given us amen, weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but are mighty through you for the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, God mighty, you are mighty. Oh, Lord God, I thank you. Right now, God, we use our prayer and praise. We say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. We lift up and magnify you, awesome God. We exalt you, your awesome God. Your right hand has done awesome things. Oh, Lord God, you have performed miracles. You perform signs. You perform wonders. Oh, God, too great and awesome for us to really, amen, to wrap our minds around. But, God, I thank you for your greatness. God, God, I thank you right now that we lift up presidents, President Barack Obama, kings and queens, prime ministers, God, all around the world, making decisions on behalf of the nations. God, we pray you pour out your spirit on them, God, that the people of God, the Christians, will find favor, that we'll be able to live godly and peaceful, holy lives, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you right now, God, for your favor. Oh, God, your grace, we thank you right now, God, hallelujah, whatever provision, you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. Oh, Lord God, you're doing so much. Oh, God, we don't know all the orchestrating you're doing behind the scenes, but, God, we know you're doing it. God, we know you're calling people from everywhere, amen, to stand up for the gospel and do what is right, to keep on doing good, hallelujah, till Jesus comes. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. God, we are helpless without your power. So, Lord, pour out your spirit fresh and anew, just like you kept doing in the book of Acts over and over again. Father, we ask for the pouring out of the spirit. Oh, Father God, the gospel of the word of God will spread. It will flourish, as it says in the book of Acts 12, hallelujah, chapter 12. God, we thank you right now. God, hallelujah. We are going from faith to faith. We're going from glory to glory. Hallelujah, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, you are a healer. Jehovah Rapha, healing sickness, cancer, diabetes. Oh, God, you are raising even the dead, bringing back to life. Oh, Lord God, you are a healer in the name of Jesus. Bladder issues. You are a healer, Lord God, mentally, emotionally, from abuse, any type of abuse. You are a restorer. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. God, thank you for restoration. Thank you for deliverance. You set the captives free, and whom the Son sets free, oh God, is free indeed. So, God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, that you have, amen, given your people breakthroughs, breakthroughs on today. We thank you for the breakthroughs, God, that we see, oh God, in ministry, God, as we break through, God, because you have opened doors that no man could close, and you close doors that no man can open. And so, Lord God, we bless your holy name that this great effective door has been opened unto us, and we press into you, Lord God. We depend upon you. We need you, oh God. Hallelujah, every step of the way. Hallelujah, Lord God. We rebuke any spirit of independence in the name of Jesus, for we are dependent upon your grace and your mercy. We bless your holy name on today. We thank you for giving your people the victory. We have victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We know all Israel shall be saved. Bless you, O Lord God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And praise God, saints. Amen. And praise God. Wanted to read some final scriptures today. 1 Peter 15:16, and it says, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. We are God's holy people. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. He is the only awesome God. We give him praise. He is so worthy. Hallelujah. Bless his name today. Go with God. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word as we find more encouragement from our God. Bless.